This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. This is a daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and this is going to be a truncated episode, I'm afraid. I'm having some more atrial fibrillation today, and when that happens, I have to really curtail my activities. So we'll be having the reading of our chapters today, Proverbs 11 and 12, but that's going to be it. If you'd be so kind as to pray for me, that would be very much appreciated. So for now, I'm going to say see you later, and until tomorrow when our reading will be Ezekiel 31 through 36, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Proverbs chapter 11. The Lord hates people who use dishonest scales. He is happy with honest weights. People who are proud will soon be disgraced. It is wiser to be modest. If you are good, you are guided by honesty. People who can't be trusted are destroyed by their own dishonesty. Riches will do you no good on the day you face death, but honesty can save your life. Honesty makes a good person's life easier, but the wicked will cause their own downfall. Righteousness rescues those who are honest, but those who can't be trusted are trapped by their own greed. When the wicked die, their hope dies with them. Confidence placed in riches comes to nothing. The righteous are protected from trouble. It comes to the wicked instead. You can be ruined by the talk of godless people, but the wisdom of the righteous can save you. A city is happy when honest people have good fortune, and there are joyful shouts when the wicked die. A city becomes great when the righteous give it their blessing, but a city is brought to ruin by the words of the wicked. It is foolish to speak scornfully of others. If you are smart, you will keep quiet. No one who gossips can be trusted with a secret, but you can put confidence in someone who is trustworthy. A nation will fall if it has no guidance. Many advisors mean security. If you promise to pay a stranger's debt, you will regret it. You are better off if you don't get involved. A gracious woman is respected, but a woman without virtue is a disgrace. Lazy people will never have money, but aggressive people will get rich. You do yourself a favor when you are kind. If you are cruel, you only hurt yourself. Wicked people do not really gain anything, but if you do what is right, you are certain to be rewarded. Anyone who is determined to do right will live, but anyone who insists on doing wrong will die. The Lord hates evil-minded people, but loves those who do right. You can be sure that evil people will be punished, but the righteous will escape. Beauty in a woman without good judgment is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. What good people want always results in good. When the wicked get what they want, everyone is angry. Some people spend their money freely and still grow richer. Others are cautious and yet grow poorer. Be generous and you will be prosperous. Help others and you will be helped. People curse someone who hoards grain, waiting for a higher price, but they praise the one who puts it up for sale. If your goals are good, you will be respected, but if you're looking for trouble, this is what you will get. Those who depend on their wealth will fall like the leaves of autumn, but the righteous will prosper like the leaves of summer. Those who bring trouble on their families will have nothing at the end. Foolish people will always be servants to the wise. Righteousness gives life, but violence takes it away. Those who are good are rewarded here on earth, so you can be sure that wicked and sinful people will be punished.
Proverbs chapter 12. Those who love discipline love knowledge, and those who hate correction are stupid. The Lord favors good people, but he condemns schemers. No one is established by wicked acts, but the roots of the righteous can't be disturbed. A strong woman is a crown to her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like rot in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the guidance of the wicked is deceptive. The words of the wicked are a death trap, but the speech of those who do right rescues them. The wicked are destroyed and are no more, but the family of the righteous will endure. A person is praised for his insight, but a warped mind leads to contempt. Better to be held in low regard and have a servant than to be conceited and lack food. The righteous care about their livestock's needs, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. Those who work their land will have plenty to eat, but those who engage in empty pursuits have no sense. Desiring evil is a trap for the wicked, but the root of the righteous endures. The wicked are trapped by the transgressions of their lips, but the righteous escape from distress. From the fruit of their speech, people are well satisfied. Their work results in reward. Fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice. Fools reveal their anger right away, but the shrewd hide their contempt. Those who state the truth speak justly, but a false witness deceives. Some chatter on like a stabbing sword, but a wise tongue heals. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plan evil, but there is joy for those who advise peace. No harm happens to the righteous, but the wicked receive their fill of trouble. The Lord detests false lips. He favors those who do what is true. The shrewd conceal their knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims their stupidity. A hard worker is in charge, while a lazy one will be sentenced to hard labor. Anxiety leads to depression, but a good word encourages. The righteous offer guidance to their neighbors, but the path of the wicked makes them wander. The lazy don't roast their prey, but hard workers receive precious riches. The way of the righteous leads to life, but the detestable path leads to death.
Chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org.
Boost!
I love religious podcasts. Most of them. I do. Steve Webb, man. I can listen to him all day long. Boost.